Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. 8:57 KSJE, time for our Monday reboot segment. That's when I talk technology with Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems here in Farmington. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us, and let's talk about technology here. What's been going on? What have you noticed?
Well, remember the old Nigerian prince scam, the email scam?
Yes. The guy emails me every week, it seems.
Yes. Well, some people are finally, after like 10 years, getting some money back from that scam.
Really?
Yes. The Kansas Attorney General's office has been chasing that scam for a long time, and the Western Union, you know, was involved in this, not intentionally, but, you know, a lot of the scams had gone on, you know, through Western Union because, you know, they would contact you, they'd say, send us the money through Western Union. There was no way to trace it.
But
it turned out
the scam was basically you had to send a certain amount of money to unlock millions of dollars more that would come back to you. That was the scam, right?
Yeah, the scam was, hey, I'm a prince from Nigeria. Send me, you know, X amount of dollars in Western Union. That'll help me get out of Nigeria. Then when I come to the U.S., I'll meet you in a train station, whatever. And, you know, then I'll give you all this money that I bring back with me, kind of thing.
Okay,
but,
right.
You know, they would have you send it via Western Union, which, you know, there's no way to trace and that kind of stuff.
Right.
Well, after the Department of Justice, you know, went through and traced a lot of this and tried to prosecute people, blah, 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 it turned out that Western Union, during the period of all this time, you know, after this had happened, you know, quite a long time, Western Union kind of knew after a while this was going on and knew that some of its employees had actually conspired with some of these scam artists, and then so that made them culpable at this point. And so in a settlement with the Department of Justice, well, actually with the Kansas City Attorney General's Office and the Department of Justice, the company set aside $586 million to create a fund to refund victims. And so some of that money is starting to be paid out.
Uh-huh.
And there is a particular gentleman that has actually been able to recover about $110,000 of money that he had scammed out of them, only because he kept the meticulous records of every time, apparently, he fell for this multiple times.
Wow.
I won't even go there, that part of it, you know, some people could question that. But he's able to get this back now after 10 years.
Interesting. And so that's Kansas. Do we think other states may follow suit?
In reading the articles about this, I'm not sure, but it is tied to a Department of Justice investigation. The Kansas City Attorney General went after that Department of Justice investigation. So, stay tuned.
Okay. Very interesting. And I guess it's only probably because of the involvement of the Western Union employees who were kind of conspiring, that they're able to maybe go after folks in this country, because if you know the folks in Nigeria are still probably beyond the legal reach, I suppose, of the Justice Department.
Yeah, I that is my impression.
Okay,
and you know, so we're still not actually getting any getting any Nigerian people involved in this, but you know, it's a Western Union thing.
Okay, but there could be hope for others, so we'll have to stay tuned and see. But so far, Kansas is taking the lead on this, so very good. Lewis, thank you so much. We're out of time, but we'll catch up again in a couple of weeks, maybe after the 4th of July holiday. How's that sound?
That's wonderful. Have a great 4th of July, everyone.
Okay, you too. That's Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems, my guest here on Mondays when we talk technology on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.